On my bookshelf are all kinds of books on the second coming of Christ. In one of them, the writer points out that this particular teaching on the Lord's return is perfectly obvious. In another book, a different writer contradicts almost everything this other man said. One thing they all agree on, and that is this: Jesus is coming back. That is clear. In light of that, I'd like to tell you my own conclusion on the matter. It's brief. In fact, it can be stated in just two words. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the Boy Scout motto. I'm sure most people around the world have heard of the motto of the Boy Scouts. As I've thought about it, it's a guideline I've chosen for my own life in the context of the Lord's return. Be prepared. That's the imperative. That's the thing we must do. A billion years from now, it won't matter whether or not we had every fine shade of doctrine exactly in place with regard to the coming of Jesus to this earth the second time. But if we weren't prepared for that return, the consequences will be remembered forever. In the New Testament, we are reminded of the most famous verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus left no middle ground. We must repent or perish. He said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." What does it mean to perish? On that the Bible is clear. It is the exact opposite of having eternal life. To have eternal life is to live for all eternity with God. The opposite of that is to spend eternity separated from God. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. In light of all that, what does it mean to repent? Does it mean to shed tears of remorse and weep over our wayward life and sinful ways? Quite probably some would feel compelled to do that as they came to the place of repentance. But the key issue is this. In true repentance, we will be led to turn around, to do an about-face, and to head in a completely different direction. Whereas before, we have followed the path of sin, the path of the world, and the path of the flesh and the devil, we will now walk the straight and narrow path of Christ. He will be our guide from that point onward. The first step, of course, is to open our lives to him in glad response to his call, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and I will live with him, and he with me." The words of the old hymn come to mind, "Follow, I will follow thee, my Lord. Follow every passing day. My tomorrows are all known to thee. Thou wilt lead me all the way." What a blessed thought to know that he who knows the end from the beginning has promised to lead if we will follow. To be prepared, therefore, is the imperative in the doctrine of the second coming, and to help others be prepared is the task of the Christian. As you live in the light of his coming,